I'll apologize. I'll certainly not do the job that's worthy of respect for that family and that precious child in leading this song, but I would encourage you all to sing out. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to
children said. Amen. I want to thank Daron for leading that song. Certainly churches around the nation today took an opportunity to lead a song to remind us that no matter what comes in our lives, that God is in control and that God is good and God is holy. And like we talked about this morning, we need to be okay and accept the will of God in our lives, even when it means hardship or things that we haven't expected. And that's what we want to devote our attention to tonight. Is we want to talk about God's priorities in our lives, especially in our lives of prayer. And so as a way of introducing tonight's prayer service, I want to go through the order and what our focus will be, and then we will turn it over to Robert, who will read our scriptures for this evening. Our first section tonight will be praying for God's will above our own, as we focus on putting our wants and desires beneath and putting God's wants and desires in the forefront of our minds and our hearts, especially as reflected in our prayers. Robert will read James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10, followed by Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. And then Daron will lead us in servant song out of the supplement, song number 97, followed by two prayers for self-denial and putting God's will first by Randy Ratliff and Harold Godby. We will then turn our attention to our second portion of our prayer service, to pray to God from a pure heart, as we know that God will only hear our prayers if we are living for Him and with a heart that is completely dedicated towards Him. And so Robert will read to us 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12, and Proverbs chapter 15, verses 25 through 33. Daron will then lead us in the song Pure in Heart, song number 150 out of the Red Hymnals, followed by two prayers for holiness and not hypocrisy by Blake Ratliff and Jodell Gerlach. We will then conclude our evening with a third section to pray for God's kingdom and God's will to be done in His church. And the scriptures that will be read by Robert are Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. We'll be led in Psalm 106 or 607, Psalm 25 by Daron. And then we will be led in two prayers for the church and its workers by Jerry Lieber and Chuck Blair. I will then conclude our evening with an invitation, and if it's necessary, those who have need to take of the Lord's Supper will do so at that time. At this point, we want to turn our service over to Robert.
Our first reading this evening will be James 4, starting with verse 1. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says He yearns jealously over the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us, but He gives more grace? Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Matthew 6, starting verse 25 through 33. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? Or why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Singing number 97 out of the supplement, servant song, number 97. Make me a servant just like your Son, for He was a
servant, please make me one. Make me a servant, do what you must do to make me a servant. Make me like you. Make me a servant. Take all my pride, for I would be lowly, humble inside, giving to others with all that I do in love for my brother. Make me like you. Make me a servant filled by your might, and may all my labors shine with your light. Show me your footsteps and what I should do, for now and forever. Make me like you.
Shall we pray together? Lord, as we meditate tonight on our prayers to you, we want to give you our hearts. Our hearts whose desires are second to your will. Hearts that are molded from your word. Hearts that serve you by serving others. Hearts that serve you as our master and not two masters. And we know that we cannot do this when we allow our hearts to be filled with our will and let our will come first and to rule. So, Lord, we ask for your guidance to help us to remember to know that your will be done in us and, if necessary, in spite of us, if that be the case. Lord, we commit to train our hearts to look outwardly and not inwardly in our service to you, to no longer let self rule, but to learn to say no to self and to let Christ rule instead. Lord, we pray that we don't act upon our own understanding, but that we replace our sense of independence with our dependence on you. That we become the masters over our desires and passions and not slaves to them. Lord, instill in us the desire to give thought to our words before we speak, so that we're not tearing down and criticizing, but rather we're edifying and building up each other. Help us, Father, to realize that we deny ourselves when we do this. We pray, Father, not for riches or for poverty, but that we can be content and to use those blessings that you give us to glorify you and your Son. Father, we don't ask for a padded cross that we can use to serve ourselves, but give us that old rugged cross that we may, through humble obedience to you, bear each other's burdens and thus become the people that you would have us to be. And Father, as we pray for your will to be done, give us the wisdom to recognize it and the courage to act upon it as we dedicate ourselves to you in this life. Father, this is our prayer through Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Bow with me, please. Our great God and Creator, we come before you, we pray in humbleness this afternoon, realizing how great you are and how much you do for us. And as we come before you as a family and as a congregation of your children, help us to understand and know the importance of doing your will and not ours. As children of yours, we know that we sometimes want too much. We know that we ask of you too much. And help us not to concentrate or to have our lives set upon the wants that we would have, but to concentrate on the blessings that we receive from you every day, even the breath that we breathe and the water that we drink. All this comes from you, and we use that each day to sustain life. Help us to be aware of that, for the simple things, Father, that we have that we can't get by without, we know that you supply. We pray that you'd help us in our thoughts as we try to live the best that we can. We know that we fail many times, and we know that you are ashamed of us probably, or we know that we cause you pain. But help us see the big picture. Help us know that it's not about ourselves, but it's about our serving you. And we know through all eternity that your will be done and has to be done, and we as Christians should follow your will. We thank you for your Son and his willingness to come. We thank you for the salvation, for the plan of salvation. We thank you for your will sent to us through the Holy Spirit and put in the Bible, and we have that as a guide. Help us to go and use that as a guide to try and live the best that we can. We pray now that you will strengthen us and that we will do much work for you. We know as Christians our job here on earth is to bring others to Christ. Help us to do that. Help us always to work on that job, on that you've given us. That's the main thing that we're here for. And we know that we have the great hope. We know that we have a heaven. We know that you have willed that to us if we show our obedience to it. And help us always to look at helping others instead of ourselves. We pray that you would forgive us of our sins and guide us and strengthen this congregation to do your work. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
First Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Proverbs 15:25 through 33. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but gracious words are pure. Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and good news refreshes the bones. The ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Whoever ignores instruction despises himself, but he who listens to reproof gains intelligence. The fear of the Lord is instruction and wisdom, and humility comes before honor.
Next song will be number 150 out of the red hymnal, Pure in Heart, O God. Number 150.
Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. May I devote my life wholly to Thee. Watch Thou my wayward feet, guide me with counsel sweet. Purer in heart, help me to be. Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. Teach me to do Thy will most lovingly. Be Thou my friend and guide. Let me with Thee abide. Purer in heart, help me to be. In heart, O God, help me to be, that I Thy holy face one day may see. Me from secret sin, reign Thou my soul within. Purer in heart, help me to be.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, how high and holy is your name. You alone are holy and righteous and are worthy of our worship and praise. You are holy because you are true, you are faithful, your promises are sure and certain. You are holy because you are pure. Sin has no place within you or your presence. With you, there is not death, there is not decay, there is not weakness or wearing out. All the painful things in this world that are the result of sin have no place with you. You are sanctified, sacred, and superior. You are holy because you are the God who created. You created the firmament of the skies, the depths of the seas, the cosmos of the stars, and the wonders of life itself, all by just speaking a word. There is no God, there is no thing like you, in either past, present, or future. And you are holy because you are love perfected.
Your love is not constrained by human emotion or feeling or even time or space, but your love is the foundation of your will. We learn love by learning you. Dear Father, Holy One, help us to be able to stand holy in your sight. We, in and of ourselves, could never do anything to be righteous before you, but we can be holy because of you. Help us to be able to draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, as your word tells us, having our conscience clean through the power of your love and sacrifice, for you are faithful. May our prayers before you never be hindered by the sin of self-interest or selfishness or neglect, but may our will be your will, our priorities your priorities. May we always yield to your will, for you are love and know what is best for us, and may we praise you for it. Help us, dear Father, to live lives of sacrifice, live lives of service, service not to ourselves, but service to you, the true, holy, and righteous one. Thank you for being our God, and thank you for being our Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Will you bow with me, please? Dear most kind and loving Heavenly Father, as your children bow before you this evening, dear Lord, we pray that we give glory to your name and that we might worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Dear Lord, we pray that our lives would be lived in such a way that we may glorify your Son, that our lives be pure, be clean, and holy. Dear Lord, we thank you for your Son, for your Son was the perfect example for us on how to be pure, for he lived a pure and clean life, and he indeed is supremely holy. We pray that we love with a heart that requires purification, which comes from the obedience of your truth. Dear Lord, please remove the impurities of our heart, impurities such as greed, covetousness, evil thoughts, envy, and pride. Dear Lord, we pray for we love you. We pray that our worship to you be with a pure heart, a good conscience, and be sincere in truth. Dear Lord, you are a holy God, and we desire to be holy. Dear Lord, search our hearts, know our thoughts, and remove the sins that are hidden within us. For we desire to live in holiness of heart, and if there be anything that is displeasing to you, dear Lord, we ask that by your grace you would root it out so that we may be holy and enclosed in Christ's righteousness, and that we would be the sanctuary on this earth that we should be for you. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for hearing our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of for which I am in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 8. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire then that in every place that men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
Sing number 607 out of the red hymnal, number 607.
To thee I lift my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee, my God, let me not be
pray. Dear God, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We thank you for this avenue of prayer, that we may come to you with our petitions, knowing that you know our prayer even before we pray. At this time, we pray for growth. We pray for growth physically and spiritually as a congregation. We pray for the elders, that they may grow in knowledge and wisdom, that their decisions and leadership will lead us according to your will, that they will inspire us to become stronger in the faith and more dedicated to spreading the gospel. We pray for our deacons, that they too will grow in wisdom and knowledge, that they will serve the elders according to your will, that they perform their duties in a manner that serves as a role model for each of us, and serve as an encouragement for each of us to grow in our faith and in our service. We pray for the congregation and each of us as children, as your children, that we may stay strong in the faith, that we may become more proactive, brave and bold in spreading the gospel. May our light shine brighter to all that we meet each day. May our light bring others to you, to know you and to believe on you and to become members of your kingdom. Help us to grow in our service to you and to others that are less fortunate as we have opportunity and need. Help us to grow in patience with our fellow man. Help us to grow in love for each other and for the Word and for our work to increase your kingdom. Help us to grow in our understanding of your Word and what you would have us to do and be each day. Help us to grow in our thankfulness and be thankful for all the material blessings you have provided for us, never, ever taking those blessings for granted. Help us to grow in appreciation for all that you have done for us, most of all for the love you demonstrated by sending your one and only Son to die for us, that we may have that hope of in heaven with you one day. Help us, dear God, to grow as faithful Christians, serving you, the one and only true living God, the Creator, the Provider, the Sustainer of all, and knowing you are that God gives us great, great joy, peace, and comfort. In Jesus' name, we pray for your guidance and loving hand in answering this prayer. Amen.
Our God and Father, we come before you humbly bowed in prayer. We know how wonderful, a great and powerful God you are. We ask you, Lord, to watch over this congregation and all congregations the world over. We ask you, Lord, that we will always strive to be following your will. We pray, Lord, to watch over those of us of this congregation that are parents, that we will set the right example, that we will teach our children. Pray, Lord, to be with the elders that watch over us. We thank you, Lord, for those that serve here in that capacity. We thank you, Lord, that the work that they do. I come before you at this time, Lord, asking for your forgiveness. There are so many things, so many works that I do that do not matter. And I need to spend that time more wisely doing your work, doing your will. We thank you, Lord, that you give us these opportunities. There are so much that needs to be done. There is always room in your kingdom for workers. Help me, Lord, to be a better worker. Help us all, Lord, to be better workers. Help us to understand that there is something that each and every one of us can do. There are so many things that need to be done. I know, Lord, that we overlook that. I overlook that. But there is so much that we can do. We pray, Lord, that as we do these things, that we will constantly keep your will, not ours, but your will at the forefront of our minds. Please help us, Lord. Give us strength. We want to be workers. We want to be profitable for you. We thank you, Lord, for your Son that came to this earth, the great sacrifice that was given, the blood that was shed. We know, Lord, that you do things for us that we do not deserve. But we pray, Lord, that we will be about our Father's business. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
I want to thank all of the men who participated in our service tonight. I want to thank Robert for reading for us. I want to thank Darone for leading us in our songs and continuing to lead us after this in our worship to God. I want to thank Randy and Harold as shepherds for leading us off and for praying that we put God's will above our own in our lives. I want to thank Blake and Jodale for their beautiful prayers regarding holiness in our own lives and how that depends on the holiness of God. And I want to thank both Jerry and Chuck for praying for this church and for the work around and for our own work as workers in the kingdom of God. Thank you to both of you. I want to read two passages for us as we think about making God's priorities our priorities that perhaps will help us to set our mind in the right place as we consider these things and reflect on these things before we go home tonight. And the first one is in Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 20. Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 20. And here Paul gives us a paradigm through which to look at our own lives as he reflects on his own. And Paul identifies himself in a different way than many do. As Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. In Paul's beautiful words that he pens here, Paul basically says that his life is no longer his own, that his life has been hidden with Jesus Christ, that his life is now about putting the priorities of Jesus first and not his own. And we can look at passages where Paul talks about all that he left behind, like in Philippians chapter 3, in the pursuit of following after Jesus. And though his list will not look like ours, as we all leave behind different things, as we truly learn to put God's priorities first in our lives, we will accumulate our own list of things that we left behind as we live a different life. We live a life that is now in pursuit of living holy and as a worker for Jesus Christ. I want to read one more passage, and this is out of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, again, Paul is the author. He says, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Our lives are to be lived as living sacrifices, no longer doing my will, but doing the will of the Father. That I prioritize in my life, not just in my prayer life, but the things that I actually do, the way that I actually live, that I live as a living sacrifice, just as Jesus lived. That I'm transformed, and that begins in my mind, which is where our prayers ascend to God from, is from our heart. And out of all of this, if we understand and recognize ourselves in this way, that we identify ourselves with Christ as being crucified with him, that our lives are about his priorities, and if we recognize that our lives are about being a living sacrifice and being transformed to look more like Jesus in our own lives, then what that will mean is that we will prove the will of God, not just with our prayer, but with our actions, with the things that we do. It will mean that we prove what the will of God is through what we do as a church here and through how we view this church here. That we view this church as not just a part of our lives, but that this church is our family. That this church is what Jesus died to establish and set up, and that his will was to do his work through his people, and that we play a significant role in his vision for his church. And it is my prayer that we all recognize that as we call Jesus Lord, he most certainly is, but Jesus is not Lord of our lives unless he is Lord of all of our lives. And so as we learn more about prayers we have tonight, in our own lives we pray that we can reflect on God's will, God's priorities, place his above our own, and that it will be seen in our actions, it will be seen in the work that we do here in this church and in the churches of Christ throughout the world. Thank you so much for being a part of our service tonight. And it is our hope that you have been built up, that you have been edified, and that we have all been challenged to reflect on the will of God and to place him above ourselves. If you're here tonight and you recognize that you've been living a life that has been living purely for your own self, that you have pursued just the things that make you happy, and if it brings you pleasure, that's what you do, then you're not going to find the joy and the contentment as was prayed for there and in that pursuit. You will only find what you're searching for in the arms of Jesus Christ and living a life that is holy and pleasing unto Him. And you can do that tonight. If you're willing to repent of your sins and be buried with Him in baptism, you will be given the forgiveness of all of your sins and a relationship with God through the Holy Spirit, being saved by grace through faith. You can become a child of God tonight. If that appeals to you, won't you come forward and do that now as we stand and sing the song of encouragement?
While through His word He calls you, come, sinner, come. While we are praying for you, come, sinner, come. Now is the time to own Him, come, sinner, come. Now is the time to know Him, come, sinner, come. Are you too heavy laden? Come, sinner, come. Jesus will bear your burden. Come, sinner, come. Jesus will not deceive you. Come, sinner, come. Jesus can now redeem you. Come, sinner, come. Oh, hear His tender pleading. Come, sinner, come. Come and receive the blessing. Come, sinner, come. While Jesus now invites you, come, sinner, come. While